Hello, everybody. This is Rafal Davidovich. Welcome to the Explorations Podcast. I'd like to go review a brief thought on one of the deepest and, for many, the most frequent blessing that is said by a Jew over the course of the day, and that is the blessing, the Baruch of Asher Yotzar. Asher Yotzar is known as the blessing that a Jew makes when he comes out of the bathroom after having used the bathroom. And I know that there are some people in the world who find the idea funny because the bathroom is funny, but I don't find it funny at all. I find it extremely deep. And there is one thought that I have about the Baruch of Asher Yotzar, which has stuck with me for many years, for personal reasons, having to do with my own health, and as well as just the thought that I've given to the topic in general. In the language of the blessing, we thank Hashem for having created the human body with nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim, which means but many tubes and orifices. And then we say, if any one of them were to be blocked or opened improperly, it would be impossible to exist. So think about this for a moment. The body has all sorts of organs and miles and miles and miles of tubes all over the body. And yet the only time we make this bracha is when we come out of the bathroom. Even though anyone who's just a little familiar with human biology knows that there are many times and hundreds of times throughout the day where the body is processing things through these various tubes. So why is it that we only make the bracha when using the bathroom? How come there's no other occasion to make this bracha? So, first of all, I will quote you a Rama. Rama is on one of the main commentaries, Ashkenazi commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes that if a person wakes up in the morning and for whatever reason does not have to use the bathroom when he wakes up in the morning, he should still make the bracha of Asher Yotzar as part of his morning brachos, as part of his morning blessings, even though he has not used the bathroom. The rest of the day, when he uses the bathroom, he makes the bracha. But usually a person wakes up in the morning and does have to use the bathroom. However, even if he doesn't, he still needs to make the bracha. I think this is the way that the halacha is indicating that one of the ways, or one of the reasons why we make brachos, is because we are confronted with something new, meaning something has changed. There has been some sort of deficiency, and then the deficiency is replenished. So the body goes through many changes. The liver is constantly processing blood, for example. The kidneys are processing the blood in a different way. The blood runs through the system. The airways constantly are opening and closing. We don't make a bracha for those because those things are happening on a constant basis with no interruption ever. So at what point would you make that bracha? There is no opportunity to make that bracha. It's when a person uses the bathroom that all of a sudden there's a change, because there's a shift, there's a discomfort, and because of that discomfort you have to deal with it to void the body of waste product. So there's a shift that occurs, there's a change that occurs in the human experience. That moment of change then creates the necessity to make a bracha so that we can be truly thankful. So that's why we make a bracha only when using the bathroom. And as for the other times throughout the day where our body is using its tubing and its organs properly, there's no point in time where we can make the bracha, but that point in time exists in the morning when waking up. Because when waking up, our consciousness is waking up to the fact that we have a functioning body. That is why, the Rama says, we can make the bracha when waking up in the morning, even if you don't have to go and use the bathroom right away in the morning. So this relates to an idea that I don't know the original source for it, but it's a beautiful thought. And it says that ein oneg tamidi eina oneg, that if something is a constant pleasure, just running throughout the day, then that isn't truly pleasure because there are no highs and there are no lows. Right? Your blood is pumping throughout the day. There's no pleasure of the blood pumping because this is just a constant experience. The same thing with air. It's just something that is constant. God wants us to pay attention to the gaps. When there is something that changes our perspective, we need to take advantage of those moments of change because that is when God is awakening us, making us realize that we need to be thankful. That's the first of what I hope to be many insights that I hope to share with you on the Baruch of Asher Yotzar. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day.